All right, Jibbon Sechi. So we're going to finish off in Yirtzeh Hashem this section of Ava Tliya V'Davar, Ava Shein Tliya V'Davar. So kind of just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So we're speaking about these two different types of love. Often we begin or we aspire for this highest form, which is a love that is dependent on nothing. Just a pure and unadulterated love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Versus the lower level of Ava HaTliya V'Davar, which is a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a love that is dependent on something. So the Sefer Bilvavi really introduced us to the idea that the truth is it's not a question of inferior or superior, it's a question of gradations. That one has to move up the levels of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, I first have to start with my Ava HaTliya V'Davar. That's what you start with. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of something. What's the something? So we've been discussing the something is all of the things that Hashem gives me. I look around my life and I have an incredibly startling realization that everything I have and everything I am and everything I possess, big or small, is all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not, remember again, we spoke about the idea, sometimes we think that the way it works is, you know, I put in the majority of the effort and I have some siyata dishma, a little bit of divine assistance. I do the heavy lifting, God gets the assist. But in fact, it's the opposite. God does the heavy lifting, I get the assist. And so that every single thing I have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we pick up on paragraph Kuf Samech Zayin. V'hinei kasher ha'adam chash. When a person realizes that everything he has truly comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this is comes a very interesting question. So the first step is recognizing that everything is from God. After I realize that everything is from God, then I have to ask myself a simple question. Why did God give me all of these things? I used to always say, we don't often ask this question, right? We take it for granted that I'm entitled, right? And in fact, again, I have tinus because I should have more. But the truth is, take a step back. Why is it a person wakes up in the morning and their body is functioning? Why is God giving me that blessing? Or is there plenty of people that don't have that blessing? So why is God giving me that bracha? He says, "Mipnei shuhoivosi," page kuf chaf gimel. It's because God loves me. Vahari shakol nisanos halalu. Hem gilui ava elai. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me is a manifestation of the love He has for me. V'kach yamod v'yachshov. This is what a person has to think. V'achar kach yomar epiv. Ribono shel olam. Mi nasan lichei v'zeh. So the Mechaber actually suggests that you have to have these conversations with yourself. Now granted, it may be a good idea not to do it when other people are around, right? But these are the conversations you literally have to have with yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave me this? Whatever this is, you fill in the blank. Who gave me this gift? Ata Yisbarach Shemo. It was you. Umadua nasat liyosan. Why did you give it to me? Ki ata oevosi. Because you love me. And it says the Mechaber, the kach yifrat od prat v'od prat u'bechol pam yaskir sa'avoso ad sh'yikbu hadvarim b'libo sh'akadosh baruch hu ohavo. Says the Mechaber, can you imagine living life like this? It's hard to imagine, right? Imagine that every part of the day you go out and you stop and you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why did you give me eyesight? Well, you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have eyesight. Who gave me eyesight? You gave me eyesight. Why did you give me eyesight? Because you love me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's food in the refrigerator. Who gave me food in the refrigerator? You gave me food in the refrigerator. Why? Because you love me. And every single thing that I have in life, go down the list of what you have. You see, so many times our proclivity, our predisposition is to focus on what we lack, what's broken. But go down the list of what I have. Why do I have those things? Who gave me those things? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why? Because he loves me. Let's be honest, I'll say, the truth is, if we go down the list of the things we have, it's not so pasha that we deserve all of those things, right? It's not like I could point, oh, I did this, therefore I deserve this, or I did this, and therefore a lot of things we have in life are simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. It says in the Mechaber, you do this over and over and over. Ubevadai, shenitzrach lachzer al kol bemesinos alfei pamim. Asaros alfei pamim. You have to do this thousands and tens of thousands of times. Bepshitos mitoch simas lev ubeshketos pinimis. So this is really an incredible idea. So how do you build Ava HaTliya V'Davar? By simply looking at what you have in life, asking yourself, who gave this to me? Saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Why did he give it to me? Because he loves me. Why do I have the things that I have in life? Because he loves me. And when you reinforce this concept over and over again, that builds ava. That builds love. Now, it's an ava teluya b'davar. So I'll say this is also a very interesting definition. You see, normally we translate ava teluya b'davar as a love which is dependent on something. So meaning what? That I love God because he gave me this. It's actually a little bit more sophisticated. Ava teluya b'davar means I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I recognize how much he has given me. So it's not a pure, you know, altruistic love. It's a love because, oh my, how much have you given me? How can I not love you when I look at all that you've given me? So it's a love that is triggered by the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me so much. And because I am the recipient of so much divine good, therefore, by definition, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ava Teluya B'Davar. Paragraph Kuf Samaches. La'achar shezacha adin lekana b'libo asmidas Ava Teluya B'Davar. So now, after a person acquires this first level of Ava Teluya B'Davar, love that is dependent on something, ata avodaso liknos esmidas ha'ava she'ina teluya b'davar. Then Rabbi said the goal is what? To progress to the next level, to a love that is not dependent on any one thing, but a love that is independent of anything. Ain't a tluy b'davar, it's not dependent on anything. What does that mean? He goes on, he says, Ube'emes kvar kasanu shemida zu mushreshes zeu b'akadosh baruch hu v'yiso achad. He'll say, if you skip down a little bit, so skip down like to the paragraph, to the period, the second period. First period. Ubechtei shizkad al makach sheba midas ava shein tluy b'davar ubetzura b'nuya v'lo nitzotzes b'yobad לכך ניצוח שכל חיוב יהיה סביב להקדש ברוך הוא, שכל מחשבתו תהיה מסביב להקדש ברוך הוא. So this is actually quite interesting. The Mechaber suggests, how do you get to the level of Ava she'ina teluya b'davar? A love that is not dependent on something. Just the love that is a function of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says there's only one way. A person has to be preoccupied with God. That my entire life revolves around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see what this means. V'chol kulo yeh nasan l'machshavos al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'machshavos im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'diburim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeh merkaz kol chayiv b'chol is u'b'chol shah. This is amazing. How do you fall in love with God? With a pure love that is not dependent on things, not a love that's triggered because God gives me so much. So how could I not love the God who gives me so much? But a pure love. A love that's just there, that just exists. That occurs how? When you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the centerpiece of your existence. When your life revolves around the Ribono Shel Olam, that's how you fall in love with God. He goes on. Va'azai yiskal lebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael chadu. V'chol zos La'achar shekvar darach ha'adam b'derech shedarachnu adheno v'etzliach v'asa pri v'libo zachu panui v'akadosh baruch hu shochin v'kirbo v'azai kol aviyoso hi iskashos la'akadosh baruch hu b'pnimius levavo u'mitoch, just going to read one more line, u'mitoch shebita las machshavas heva ha'olami v'asu kulub machshavas ala kadosh baruch hu azai ein mechitza ha'ma'alemes v'yakadosh baruch hu v'skaz b'liva. So we'll say, so I'm going to define these words, but then I think we have to kind of create a more digestible definition. Because what the Mechaber is describing over here is essentially, do you know how to fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ava she'in etluy b'davar love, that's not dependent on anything? Make God the centerpiece of your existence. Make God the centerpiece of your existence. Nothing else exists in your life except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, we read this and we think to ourselves,
how do you do it?
Right. That sounds great. Sign me up for like Plan B. You know, again, of course, who's going to argue with the beauty of making HaKadosh Baruch Hu the centerpiece of your life and kind of moving everything to a secondary tier and it's all about God? Of course, no one's going to argue that that's wonderful. But do you think about that? Like, what does that even mean? Like, I have to go to work, right? I have to go to the supermarket. Like, there's stuff like in my life. I could hear this if I had the kind of life that was kind of cocooned in the realm of spirituality. But the truth is, like, there's so much stuff that I have to deal with that, of course, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved and runs everything, but the notion of a preoccupation with God seems somewhat alien for most of our lifestyles. So you'll see what the Mechaber is really saying in just a moment. He says, I know this is a very expansive idea. Vinaganu ad ato ketipa minayan. Only touching like a drop from the sea. Ve'ulam nishtadanu lahavies adam lefachos lahavana v'chipus derech. Shechayov yihiyu ema kodesh baruchu bismidius. Do you know what he's describing over here? He's describing spending time with God. Think about this for just a moment. Why is it, right? A man meets a woman, right? And they spend time together and they decide they want to get married, right? So that's fantastic. They have whatever the ingredients they need to get married. And then something amazing happens after they get married, which is, what happens? No matter how much the man thought he loved the woman, or the woman thought she loved the man, what happens? After marriage, right? Everything blossoms exponentially. Now, why is that? Now, the truth is, for a variety of reasons, right? There's a different dimension to the relationship. There's a physicality of the relationship that may not have been there before. But there's something much simpler, which is what? They spend more time together. Meaning, the more time you spend with someone, the greater the intensity of the love you feel for them. The Mechaber is suggesting something amazing. The more time you spend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you fall in love with God. When he describes over here about making God the centerpiece of your life, centerpiece of my life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything revolves around God. I don't think the Mechaber means everything revolves around God to the exclusion of everything else. I think he's saying about creating a life where I spend a lot of time with the Ribono Shel Olam. I spend a lot of time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I do. I spend time with the Ribono Shel Olam. When do I spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the truth is it the whole day? Of course, in an ideal life, Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Summit, God is before me at all times. But there's this idea of how much time do I spend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, we'll say, a person could daven, and yet they're spending no time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You don't need me to explain that, because it happens to us all of the time. I know that I daven. I mean, I can see the tefillin marks on my arm, so I'm pretty sure I daven, right? I know I was in shul, or I daven somewhere else. I know I spent the time, but like, I said the words, but I didn't necessarily spend time with God. Ava she'ina teluya bedavar is cultivated when you spend time with the Ribono Shel Olam. And that spending time can be in a variety of different ways. It could be tefillah, it could be learning, it could be chesed, it could just be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just you and God. And says the Mechaber, something amazing happens. When you spend time together with your Father above, you fall in love. And it's a deeper love. It's not a love that's based on all the beautiful brachos he gave you. That's Avot Libra, we spoke about before. It's just a love that's a result of connection. This is why, again, when a man gets married and he spends time with his wife, he falls even deeper in love with her. What happened? Like, what changed? Not necessarily even any new information came about. But we're spending more time. Our lives are intertwined. It's the same recipe for falling in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just spending time with the Ribono Shel Olam. How many times in our Yiddishkeit do we do things, but yet we don't think about why we're doing it, right? And we don't think about the fact that I daven in order to talk and spend time with God. I learn Torah in order to talk and spend time with God. I do chesed in order to talk and spend time with God. And if we change just our outlook and our machshava, then suddenly again, all of this spending time with God creates a profound, deep bond of love. He goes on, V'kashira adam zocha lakach. Turn the page. So therefore, again, skip the paragraph. Kuf Samech Tes. He says, "V'ini aderech ha'pnimis la'oras midas ha'ava she'enet li bedaber." He al yidei his boninus v'dibor. This is it. How do you awaken this ava she'enet li? Just ava she'enet li bedaber. How do you awaken it? You awaken it ultimately again through thought and through speech. Racious al yedei sheyisbonin hitiv b'ma'usa ava she'enet luy b'davar. So again, we don't have to go through all of this, but again, I want to say his whole idea. Well, actually, take a look. He says reishis idea sheyisbonin hitiv ma'usa ava she'enet luy b'davar. Hein idei mashalim sha'olam hazeh hein b'istaklus ruchnis b'advarim ead asher yisyashu hadvarim hitiv machshavto. So essentially the Mechaber goes on and he says, again, the secret to Ava She'ina Taluya B'davar is spending time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could spend time in different ways. You could spend time by thinking about God. You could spend time by talking about God. You could spend time by talking to God. You could quote psukim, you could quote parables, you could quote whatever you want. Just spend the time. Paragraph Kufayin, let's just finish up this section. Kufayin, he says, Davar ze tzarech le'asos mitoch shketus regia u'mitoch chozek pinimi. He says, this has to be done, however, in a state of inner quietude and inner strength. Ve'eslatus pinimis daiga velo chitzonius klal. So again, the point that he also makes over here is the path to Ava She'ina Taluya B'davar is a path that is paved with a certain inner serenity. An inner serenity. The idea being that a person just takes the time to be alone with the Ribono Shel Olam. Such an incredibly profound and overwhelming idea. So we'll say, if we put this all together with this, we'll stop. Thank you. If we go ahead and we put this all together, so what we have over here is really this incredible two-tier model. Ava She'ina Taluya B'davar and Ava Taluya B'davar. Ava Taluya B'davar comes about how a love that is dependent on something. I stop. I ask myself, who gave me all the things that I have in life? What's the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did he give it to me? Because he loves me. And when I realize how much he loves me, as is manifest by all the brachos he gave me, I have no choice. I'm drawn into falling in love with him. That's Ava HaTaluya B'davar. Ava She'ina Taluya B'davar is a higher form. And in that higher form of love, what happens? A person simply takes the time to spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you spend time with God, much like the husband and wife, the more time they spend together, the stronger and more loving their relationship becomes. The more time we spend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more intense, the more loving, the more beautiful that relationship becomes as well. And that relationship blossoms into an Ava She'ina Taluya B'davar, a love that is not dependent on what I have or what I get, but a love that is fundamentally rooted simply in the beauty of relationship. All right, so we'll stop over here. Pick up with a new section of Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Next week. Shkoyach. Incredible, no?
Love it.